is now New Year's Day 2013. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, so you've got some champagne for us?
Yes, we're going to celebrate January 1st with some Veuve Clicquot Ponsardin Brut Champagne. I just got a small little bottle, but we're going to celebrate in style. I'm going to open it up, hopefully successfully.
Very nice.
Voila.
One of the sounds of our crystal champagne flutes being filled up.
That's right. And we're going to put the bottle on ice.
Very nice.
And we're going to toast to our podcast. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. And to the new year for both of us and the world. And to your grandmother, who we just lost in the last couple days.
Yes. To Coracuc. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, wait, let's do that again. I think it's making a thud sound because I filled it up with so much champagne. But that's how I like to roll on the first day of 2013.
These are big champagne glasses. They're thick. They're heavy. They don't make the most traditional clink. They make a very sturdy clink. And we now have a little bit of time to look back on 2013. What stands out in your mind about what's already happened in the first few minutes of 2013?
Well, I think we started off playing some music, so I'm glad to see that the keyboard is back out. It's not on right now, but it will be maybe.
What happened to it? Why isn't it on?
I don't know. But I was jamming earlier, and it's a good sign to play some music and ring in the new year.
I guess the audio gets grabbed by the broadcast, the use stream, or maybe the video record. So we'll have to go without the audio while we do the video portion, which we're not going to do maybe for the whole podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, and I can always record a special audio for this podcast, because that's what I was doing in the first couple of minutes of 2013. I was jamming out.
This video just is a real demonstration. I mean, you were jamming out, and that was good. So we're going to have to, in the audio portion, I think we're going to have to try to recapture some of that by switching over to that. And if we've learned anything in the last year, we've learned, well, no, it's not, it's just something, it's something that I've learned about stuff that I post to the internet. Like, I've basically gotten out of the video business. So here I am, you know, making another video. But basically, you know, the video thing on the internet, I mean, you know, it's becoming this commoditized, you know, mass of stupid bullshit. You know, there's that Jenna Marbles idiot. You may have seen her. Like, you know, now she made a really terrible video about it seemed like she was hating on women who have sex with different guys and calling them quote unquote sluts and doing all that kind of bullshit. You know, like, she's just a kind of, like, you know, stupid kind of, you know, kind of dowdy, lame, you know, stupid, you know, internet video caster. But, like, those are the kind of people that people watch online. Like, I mean, look, that's not why I quit video. I'm just on a tangent now. The reason, and I didn't quit. It's like, we were making a lot of different videos, but I was always using, like, the stuff we were doing. And, like, when we were in San Francisco, you know, we made a handful of videos. And then we moved here in the Cleveland area. We made more. And so I've used a lot of the material in the area, if you know what I mean? Like, so I could, like, script videos or, like, do weird stuff. But I'm not really... Also, maybe I'm not as confrontational as I was before. So people act crazy about video. Like, I always say this, I don't know. Maybe I've said this on the podcast, but I don't know. I'm not sure I have. And I am concerned about, I don't want to repeat myself in the podcast. So anyway, we have a DSLR and a video camera, an HD video camera. And, like, they're both pretty decent pieces of equipment. They're both, like, you know, not the most basic, but not, like, a super high-end, you know, device. Well, the video camera is a Sony, and the DSLR is a Nikon. And if people see you with the DSLR, they seem to think you're, like, a photographer. Maybe an amateur photographer, but almost, like, or maybe a professional, but a photographer, right?
Correct. Yep.
And I mean, you know, I guess you can just play the role. You can just hold the camera and take pictures and whatever. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm talking about it, public events on streets and cities and stuff like that, right? But, you know, people are going to look at that like, oh, there's somebody, you know, photographing. It's an artistic thing. People see you with a video camera. I'm the same person. You know what I mean? But if they see you with a video camera, they act differently.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, very, like, it's I guess you could say maybe they think you're a tourist or you think you're strange or whatever. But, I mean, I have a HD video camera with a Carl Zeiss lens. And I'm making art the same way someone does with photography. And, in fact, the Nikon and the Sony both have video modes and still modes. Obviously, the Nikon excels at stills and the Sony excels at video. But they can both do the other one. And so that's another thing that we've talked about where there's that surreptitious thing. It was for a while, and it still is to some extent. People don't really think you're recording video usually with the DSLR.
Right. That's a good hidden trick. Yeah. Why do you think they think that the DSLR is okay, but the video camera is not?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think, like, it just speaks, though, to my personal experience where it's easier to go around with the video camera, and I don't feel like being very confrontational, and people just seem to think that video camera is confrontational. I don't know.
Hmm.
You know, it's a good question, but like, you have stuff. You know, I don't know. Like, I think, look at another thing about video, though, like, for small producers, like, I never made a thing out of YouTube content subscriptions, but the thing that I bet on was video blogging, which I guess really didn't take off. It's hardly even a thing. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I mean, it's around, right? But, I mean, don't most people think of audio when they think of podcasting? Even though podcasting is just a technical thing and you can just have a file enclosure, right? And it's easy to have a file that includes audio and video, or just video, you know, with modern, you know, computers. So it's legitimate podcasting. There were, you know, there were ridiculous terms like vodcasting and stuff. But if you had a video instead of an audio enclosure, say, you know, an MOV instead of an MP3, you know, and, you know, file, you know, it's still podcasting, and people did it, but it seems like the popularity is less than audio by far.
Yeah, I think a lot of people went to YouTube, you know, that's where the personal video,
yes,
really started.
That's true, but YouTube is notoriously based on people talking to webcams.
Yeah, I'd say a good 60%.
Yeah, like, you know, people doing swallowing a lot of cayenne pepper.
Horrible. It's just so gross, the stuff that you can find on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's like one of those, it became this meme-based, kind of self-aware kind of medium. And I think it kind of limited its appeal. And I think YouTube, here's the other thing. Okay, yeah, so people went to YouTube. That's true. But the reason I like video podcasting is people can subscribe to my feed. And if you go to pacificpelican.us/podcast, you could see there's a feed there for RSS. And that's like, you know, that way that if I had new episodes, which I haven't since like last July, and I don't have any plans to make any new ones, but it, you know, it would come in to your feed reader, which I guess people don't use as much anymore anyway. So yeah, people use YouTube to make their content and then to put it up there, especially like videos. And then, you know, people subscribe on YouTube. But you know that they've changed the homepage, right? Like the YouTube.com homepage has been changed a bit lately. Like there's a de-emphasis. Oh, well, we were talking about this. There's like a de-emphasis of the people you follow.
Right.
The basic page is all these other videos they think you might be interested in. So you see what I'm saying is those people, it's not really good for those people either. If you're one of the people that maybe the people that did that ain't anybody got time for this or whatever that my brother liked so much video, like, or a few people, you know, get a lot of viewers, but a lot of people have a lowering viewer count from that.
Right, and they're really trying to shift what YouTube really started out as and more probably into the advertising and, you know, I'm not sure what else YouTube has going on. It's really interesting, all the different sites, you know, Twitter and Facebook, YouTube, they're getting to this point where they've been around for a couple chunks of years. And they're trying to monetize, and it's not going well, you know, and it never really does in any account. And, you know, people don't want advertising, and they want privacy, and they want people to be open. And a lot of these sites really aren't. You know, I just got a letter today that Foursquare is changing their privacy policy. And, well, I guess I should say 12/31/2012, but yesterday I got a letter from Foursquare, an email rather, saying that they've changed their privacy policy. And what they've done, in spite of all these horrible privacy policies gone wrong, is they have a, layman's, poor man's understanding, sort of 101 of the changes and how it affects the users. And then they've also got the full legal document. So it'll be interesting to read those and see, because there's a lot of legal debate about posting something like that and not just the legal document itself.
Yeah. There's the, what do they call them? Human readable summaries on Creative Commons that are sort of a precedent for that. But yeah, I think it's cool that they're trying to do something like that. That's a short-term service that people might actually read. What do you think of it?
I like it. You know, I'm really interested to see what happens.
Cool. Well, this has been the first segment. By first segment, I mean the part that's on video. Of the DJMCloud.com podcast, episode number 64. And it's January 1st, 2013. Thank you, Jessica, for joining me. You can find Jessica's info at jessica.sf3am.com.
Yeah, and you'll look for some new writing in 2013.
Back to the DGM Cloud podcast.
Yeah, and we got the sound working, so you got to hear a little bit of the intro with the fun keyboard setup.
We go back to that a little bit. Go back into that beat.
Okay, I gotta find it again.
Yeah, you just were kind of going up tempo with that there. Yeah, that's, you got that, yeah. It's year 2013 and more than half the nation, but the government can spy on all your communication. They sign more bills that allow them to do that shit, and most of the stupid pig people pretend like stuff like that is legit, and most of you don't care and just sit there and shut up and don't give a fuck and whatever. That's what's up, you guys. Stuff. So what major trends do we see happen this year? Do we see unfold?
What trends?
Yeah.
What trends did we see? A lot of fighting in the tech sphere.
Yeah, patents, people, mm-hmm. companies suing each other, the stuff like that, I guess, have been brewing, but certainly a lot of open fighting in that area, definitely.
Partnerships gone awry.
Legal disputes between mm-hmm. Apple and Samsung, and also between a lot of other companies.
Google and Apple.
I'm not sure if they have direct disputes going on, but a lot of indirect stuff. Yeah,
Instagram definitely. And their privacy policy. I mean,
just uprising over that, right?
Yeah, there's been a storm brewing. You know.
Yeah. What were the trends in fashion?
Leggings remained popular.
Right? I guess so, huh? I kind of had a revival even.
Yeah, which I find very interesting. I think people want to just be comfortable and flowy and free. What else was really popular with fashion? A lot of color. A lot of color blocking and bright colors. And funny enough, now the trend is black and white. So after this big explosion of color in 2012, we're going to go this really fun monochromatic route. 2013.
And what about sports? Yeah, anything of note this year in sports?
None of the teams that you love won any big events.
That's so fair enough to say. What did you think of the Giants in baseball?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was exciting. I think I've been out of San Francisco now for long enough.
And you're a Dodgers fan, but yeah. We did live in San Francisco for a while.
Was that a fair weather fan?
No, yeah. you were just somebody who got tickets and we went. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's not like we really watched it on TV much. I might have watched the game once in a while. You weren't usually, you know, watching it.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad. It's good to see them win, and I have a lot of friends in San Francisco still that are excited and glad that they won. Michigan State won the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl and beat Texas Christian University.
Yeah, and that gave them a 7-6 record for the year, so that's a successful college football season in the Big Ten, you know, conference, I would say. But it was a tough season, and there were a lot of close games that the team didn't quite win. So the fact that they pulled out a close one against TCU was cool.
The Olympics were this year, but neither of us really paid much attention to them.
2012 London Olympics?
Yeah.
You didn't follow the swimming?
Not really.
Michael Phelps won some stuff, right?
Probably.
Then there was that guy, Ryan Lochte. Didn't he win some stuff?
Probably.
Didn't Usain Bolt won the 100 meters, right? Men's.
That's right. And his name became very popular. I think politically, we also had a big election in November.
That certainly happened.
And Obama was reelected for 4 more years.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Better than Romney, but we've still got a long way to go.
And what do you think of configuration of the Senate, where it's still Democratic and then the House being still Republican?
I mean, I think it's probably just going to make things very difficult, you know, to get things moving. And him being a lame duck president, it'll be really interesting to see what happens. But I don't know. I don't know if he can sway it or if it's just going to be a deadlock.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, after this break, we're going to talk about maybe, a few other things in review and coming up. And thanks for listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast. Segment of the DJMCloud.com podcast number 64, the first one of the new year, and this one is also being put on video for now until Jessica decides to stop the video, which she can do whenever she wants because we also want her to participate in the podcast, so I don't know if, you know, like, so, okay, so we were using the video on the iMac earlier. Now we're taking video on the Sony camera. So it's a very multimedia kind of thing. Like, the video, we were just watching a video we'd taken on this video camera. Now, this video camera has taken video before that you may have seen in such videos as Neater 2012 and the DJM Cloud Pacific Pelican.us podcast from San Francisco and some other ones. So the kind of cornerstone achievement of this camera was taking our wedding video. So we had my cousin Dennis do a good job taking the footage. So we have a nice video of us getting married. And we have a little bit of footage taken with another camera too at the very end of like the footage. But basically it's that camera. And it got, you know, we had a nice 6 p.m. summertime wedding, so it looked nice. It was outside, but the camera did a good job. What do you say?
I say it did great.
Yeah, so we were watching video we'd taken recently, and what do you think of some of the video that's on that camera right now?
It's pretty good. It's, you know, this is 3 years old now.
Yeah, it is about three years and almost a half, yeah.
And we still use it quite a bit. It's still really lightweight. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, certain things can only get so small, right? And yeah. This is kind of, like you said, a great lens.
Yeah, I like the Carl Zeiss lens on it. Yeah, I mean, so this the footage we took it had some, like, Christmas footage, and we were watching that Christmas in 2010 video that we took a couple years ago, and then this Christmas, we were also in Chicago, like, in 2010, which is the last time we were out there for Christmas, so we took some video on this camera this time. I guess I could link to the 2010 one in the show notes. What do you think of that video? The rulemaking about the gift exchange?
You know, it really captures what it was like last year.
Or 2 years ago.
Yes, sorry, 2 years ago. And if you look at the video this time, you know, same event, but it went a lot smoother.
You know what? The other time, the 2 years ago, Katie's dog was younger and was more wild, and it was kind of making some scenes in the house, and then also like they were still working out the rules of the gift exchange, which they seem to kind of have down now a little bit, and we were going around to different like cousins of mine's apartments this one day before a play, and it was this long march, and so there's videos of that. And we also, instead of having the whole Christmas Eve party at my mom's house, we had some of my mom's, some of my grandma's, and this time it was all my mom's.
I think that was better.
Well, it's more streamlined, you know, obviously. So yeah. Instead of having to get out in the cold and then change houses, right?
Yeah, and even for a house that isn't that far away. You know, still everybody's got to get in the car and take the gifts over and do all that.
Yeah. All right. Cool, for sure. And this is, it's been great to have you, Jessica. And this has been DJM Cloud, podcast number 64, January 1st, 2013, with me, Dan McKeown, and with Jessica.